Welcome back to the Couple Young Boys podcast. There may be the occasional bad word. I apologize. Enjoy the podcast, young boys and girls.
Going out with people because, like, you feel like you're at a job interview. I talk a lot, so maybe that was why they felt boring to me, is because I was, like, not giving them oxygen to breathe, you know?
Do you not love first dates, though? Because I love job interviews because I see it as an acting job. Because I just go in and pretend to be someone I'm not. I pretend to be the person that they want to hire for that job. So surely on a first date, we're all on our best behaviour, pretending to be the person that we think that person might want to sleep with at the end of the night. So I don't know, maybe it's just me on that. Maybe I'm just a scumbag, I don't know.
I like shy guys, actually. Like guys who are a little bit like shy.
Not Adam. If you need a cuddle, just wait till COVID's finished, you can have a cuddle.
I love that you say cuddle.
What's going to happen, Dare? Every time I tell a story, I'm going to take my bag off my back, okay? I'm going to sit down, I'm going to reach into my bag and I'm going to pull out a story. I've just got a bag full of stories, but one day, hopefully, they'll run out. So I'm going to reach down, pick one out, and here we go. So, fuck.
Straight out of England, in the USA. Just chatting with Chris and Adam. There's so much to say. 4,000 miles apart, but together here today. It's a couple young boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, we are back with episode 9 of A Couple Young Boys. I think I hit that octave. I think I hit that pretty well.
Mate, we've only got... How many more episodes we got until we hit double digits?
We've got one more, Chris. Come on. I know you're not good at the maths, but...
We've actually got... Do you know what? I used to think that double digits was 21. I don't know why. It's just a big thing in America, right? And like also here, we celebrate being 21. Well, I'm not sure why, because as far as I'm aware, we can't do anything different when we're 21 in the UK.
You can drink more, apparently, right?
Well, I think we actually celebrate being 21 because then we can drink in America, a country we don't live in.
Right.
But for ages, I was like, oh, lads, so I'm turning 21 soon. They're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, double digits. They're like, yeah. No, that's fucking 10. I was like, oh. Yeah, shit. But anyway, welcome back to episode 9, which is apparently one episode away from double digits. But,
yeah. You
know, we'll get back to you on that. The giveaway, Apple Podcasts. We've had a few more reviews, actually. I think we're nearly up to like 20 reviews. So there's only 30 spaces left.
Shout out to my mom. My mom, she came through.
Did your mom leave one?
Yeah, she did. And, she left it under...
Is it on there? Because I swear I didn't see it.
Mrs. Morgan Freeman. That would be her.
Actually...
Yeah, actually.
Oh, shit, I didn't see it. It must not have updated.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's awesome. Wait. Did she actually leave it as Mrs. Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I texted her. She's like, well, how'd you know it was me?
Mate, she's such a MILF. Come on, Carol.
You're never invited over, Chris. You're never invited over.
Why? I haven't got a history of that stuff. Right, moving on. So, basically... Apple Podcasts, young boys and girls, we are giving away £50, $50, wherever you're from, Frankfurt, women if you're from Sweden, you know the drill by now. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and a comment, and you will be entered into the giveaway. And as soon as we hit 50 reviews, mm-hmm. we are going to give away an Amazon voucher worth up to $50 or pounds.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's
Do
it.
Do it now.
While you got the time, you might as well.
It's a couple young boys.
So we've already done the proper intro to the podcast, but we're saving your introduction for you so you can hear how good I am at introducing people.
Chris is good. Chris is very good.
I've got up my game because last week we had a guy on from England who was in the newspaper because he had two pet geese. So I've kind of got up it slightly. So if I seem a bit rusty, it's because I've been introducing geese the last couple of weeks. Right, ladies and gentlemen, young boys and young girls. That's not weird because the podcast is called Young Boys. Our guest today is the reigning bikini champion, actor, not actress,
mm-hmm.
singer,
yeah.
model,
yeah.
YouTuber,
yeah.
and all-round social media influencer
yeah.
with a combined following of 500,000. Please welcome Dare Taylor.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for coming on.
I thought Chris was messing with me when he said that he got you.
Really?
Like, I thought someone, like, well, I didn't expect anyone to, like, because I think he hit you up with an email, right?
No. Well, no, it was actually, I responded to an Instagram story. I just said, want to come on the podcast?
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. It was in the DMs.
Yeah, so, straight in the DMs.
Yeah. What I do on my stories every once in a while is I try to open it up for people to ask me random questions. And one of them was, like, do you want to do more podcasts? And I love podcasts. Like, I don't know if you can tell, but, like, I love meeting people, interacting with people, you know, just, I'm a social person. So I wrote that, like, yeah, if people would just DM me and be like, come be in my podcast, I would do it. And you were like, this is me shooting my shot. Please come to my podcast. And I was like, yeah.
I did say that, to be fair. I did say that. But to be fair, do you think people don't ask you because, like, maybe they're, like, a bit intimidated by you? Because obviously, like, you're confident, you're good looking. Do you reckon that's why people don't slide in the DMs?
I don't know. Like, maybe. I do try to make myself seem very approachable online, especially on Instagram, because I feel like it's so subjective to hot photos and, like, trying to get likes. So I try to put, you know, that I'm kind of a weirdo and kind of quirky. I'm not as, like, you know, superficial as it may seem. So maybe people don't reach out because of that.
To be fair, I did kind of, you know, see your Instagram, but then, like, I saw some of the videos and you're like, you know, just having fun. I was like, all right, yeah, this, like, she's gonna be it. Like, this is awesome. So very excited that you're here. Very excited that you're joining.
I do have a question there that we ask all our guests. So are you ready for your first question?
Sure, let's go.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I used to ask this question when I was on dates that weren't going so well. I'm not saying this is a date that isn't going well. This is a podcast that's going very well. However, it would always fill a bit of time. So when I was on a bit of a dead date, I was like, I'll just throw them this question. Like, it just fills a bit of silence. I didn't care about their answer, but I do care about your answer. Okay, I'm going to make that clear. So if you...
just backtracking here.
Fuck me, this is going bad. So if you were to have a dinner party and you can have three guests, dead or alive, celebrities or, like, famous people, okay? Who are you having?
That's so interesting because that's a pageant question. Did you know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Look at that. So she's prepared. She knows already.
I feel like my answer is always changing because I'm always just, like, fascinated by people.
Yeah.
I would love to have dinner with Anna Kendrick because
I
feel like her and I would be buds. Like, she's from Maine. I'm from Minnesota. She sings. I sing. She's kind of weird. I'm kind of weird. Like, it would probably be a very interesting dinner date for sure.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sandra Bullock would be really fun too because I feel like she's super down to earth.
So
it would be like three brunettes, like, laughing and snorting and, like, having a good time. Like,
hang on, snorting what? What are you talking about?
I mean,
what kind of dinner is this?
Who else? Like, we need a guy at this table. Like, who would be the guy that could, like, you know, crack jokes with us? I mean, I've always really liked Orlando Bloom, but that's because I think he's visually very appealing. Like, I think he's very good
can't
looking.
Buy that.
But, like, I followed him on Instagram and I found him, like, wildly unattractive once I saw, like, what he was like in real life. And I think him and Katy Perry are awesome. I'm like, get it, go. But, like, my attraction towards him died after I followed him on Instagram. So we need a dude, though.
What about David Beckham? He's pretty sexy, isn't he?
Oh, okay. David Beckham. Do you think he could, he could, you know, jump in the conversation? Because I feel like a lot
of people. Oh, yeah. He'd be all over that conversation. Yeah. He's a sick. Okay. Adam, why are you shaking your head for?
Well, no, I just,
he's
haven't
like
people
me.
Told you?
Pick me. Put me at that dinner.
Yeah, just like, mate, if we wanted to pick you, we'd just pick Logan Paul's cousin. Don't you think he looks a bit like Logan Paul?
I guess so, but I feel like you're a little bit more handsome than Logan Paul. Like,
let's
I don't
go.
Mind.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%.
And sliding in the DM. No, I find, like, personalities are what I'm, like, the most attracted to in, like, we can talk about dating and stuff later, but, like, to me, it's all about, like, charisma and, like, how you are around other people. And if you're really, like, arrogant or self-absorbed, I am not attracted to that type at all whatsoever. Like, they can be very beautiful, but it's on the inside, you know?
That's fair. No, I like that. Quick side comment, quick side question, actually. So you said you're from Minnesota?
Yes.
What part of Minnesota? Because I'm actually from Wisconsin.
Oh, get a roommate, for fuck's sake.
It's a couple young boys.
Have you seen Love Actually, the film that? Love Actually?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when the English guy walks into a bar in America and then he starts speaking, I mean, this is where you tell me English accents are shit, but I've done all right out there with English accents. Like, girls like them. So I think if Adam came here, girls, and obviously he's attractive anyway.
Aww.
He's like a better Logan
Dude,
Paul.
Just
but
chill. Just chill.
We're pulling each other up.
I'm blushing.
How sexy is he? So I just think with the accent as well, mate, and your raw good looks and talent, mate, you just end up getting married in the first couple of weeks.
Booking a flight right now as we speak. And no, I'm just kidding.
Is that what you're looking for? Are you like trying to get married? Like quickly?
No,
like,
no.
I'm looking for a lady. I want to wed her tomorrow.
Nah. I'm just trying to enjoy life, to be honest. I just want to do whatever life brings me and enjoy it. That's all. No timetable.
So you're not looking to get married?
Nah. I just want to have fun. Just want to enjoy life.
Okay. I need to update your Tinder bio then in that case.
Looking to get married right now.
So wait, you're on Tinder? Like, that's something you actively do?
I'm not on Tinder. He's on my Tinder. Yeah.
So like, do you go out on dates that he sets you up with?
Yeah, so that's something that we're kind of in the talks about, but that's like potential.
Interesting. Have you heard of Hinge?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a new one, right?
I've heard that's like the new Tinder. I personally don't know because I don't do dating apps, but a few of my like neighborhood girlfriends are like, on Hinge, I went on a date with this guy. And I'm like, cool.
Why don't you do dating apps?
I actually did. I want to say like 3, 4, 5 years ago when I worked at the Walt Disney World Company in Orlando. But I kept finding that like I would get a bunch of dates. So I'd have like date week where I would go like Monday, I'm going out with this guy. Tuesday, I'm going out with this guy. Because like I feel like I genuinely know what I want. But then I would go out with them. And I found that the men were so boring. And I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, is it because I'm too much? Like, am I too loud and extroverted? And I just kind of like make them shy away. But I just found that like, I'm more of an organic person where like, I like to meet people organically, whether it be in like an acting class or at a model shoot or, you know, like I like to meet people that have similarities with me so that we at least have something to connect on. Like I would always end up going out with guys in like construction or like teachers. And it felt very weird for me then to be like, well, I work at Disney World. You know? It was a weird dynamic. And then they were always like fascinated. They were like, oh, like that's so
more.
Amazing. You know, and they're super sweet. Like there's one of them that I'm still Facebook friends with, which is kind of weird, but I'm like, okay, dude, like he got married recently. So good for that guy.
So you just get send it. A like.
Like
yeah, hey, you know, awesome.
Like, but to me, like I just found that going out with people, cause like you feel like you're at a job interview.
Right.
So, and I feel like I talk a lot. So maybe that was why they felt boring to me is cause I was like not giving them oxygen to breathe, you know, but it's really odd.
Do you not love first dates though? Because I love job interviews because I see it as an acting job because I just go in and pretend to be someone I'm not. I pretend to be the person that they want to hire for that job. So surely on a first date, we're all on our best behavior, pretending to be the person that we think that person might want to sleep with at the end of the night. So I don't know, maybe it's just me on that. Maybe I'm just a scumbag, I don't know.
Did that work well?
You really go deep with like, I'm pretending that I'm, you know, like an actual person who fits this job. Like, I thought you were going to say you pretend to be like different people. Like today I'm dumb, you know.
I wouldn't sell him short on that, to be honest.
Uh-oh.
not like different people, but I do. It's just like you've never met these people before, so you can literally be any version of yourself, can't you?
That's true.
So,
that's how I felt at camp.
I don't know. I just always found job interviews and first dates like good fun, to be fair. Pretty good. Have you ever dated a fan?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I was trying to think. I was like, have I? I don't think I've really been like well known for a while. Like I don't consider myself well known or like I don't consider people that I interact with like my fans. Like, I don't know. It's a weird dynamic, but no, I haven't gone on a date with anybody who's been like, I'm subscribed to your YouTube channel.
Would you though? So say if someone slid in your DMs, not about a podcast, but you know, about something else, would you go on a date with a fan?
I mean, I think I would, just depending on like the connection. But if the whole time they're just talking about me, I'd be like, this is weird. Like, I don't think I would like that either. Like,
yeah,
there's got to be like a balance or something else we would have to have in common in order for it to like work.
Sure.
You know, like I personally like don't like to date like models or actors because I feel like they're too similar to me. Like I kind of want to, you know, I'd want to be with somebody who can balance that out a little bit, you know, because otherwise you have two big personalities in a room. It can be like a lot. It can either be really well and work together or it just, you know, toxicity, explosions, you know? Mm-hmm. So me, it's, you know, I kind of like, I like shy guys, actually, like guys who are a little bit like shy. So.
Not Adam.
Oh, are you not shy? Is that what you're saying?
No, Adam's shy.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
I got. That's why I got ghosted my last date.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Everything's fine, guys. I'm not crying.
Oh, my God. Just kidding. Wait, what happened? Like, she just didn't show up.
It's just, no. So, like, I don't know. We were, like, talking and whatnot, and, like, we went on a date, and I was, like, really nervous. Yeah, I don't know. I think she just wasn't on the same page as me, and that's fine, you know, because some people just aren't on the same page, and that's okay. I'm not crying, guys. You're crying.
Oh, no.
No, it's all good. I promise, like, it's all good.
Could you feel the moment in the date when it was like,
Yeah, I could. I definitely could, and that's the sad part because...
What did she ask you?
No, it wasn't anything that she asked me. It was just, like, a mood change. Like, it was just a dramatic, just, like, vibe. Where I could just like feel it, where I was like, all right, you know what? I don't think she wants to talk to me after this. And like, and that's fine. That is 100% fine because I've gone through my fair share of breakups and, you know, bad dates and stuff like that. So I'm like able to just roll with the punches, continue my life, have fun, stuff like that. So I'm not hurt by it.
What do you know what exactly, like what turned that? Like, you don't have to say what exactly it was or...
She's interviewing me now.
No.
Like, no, I'm just kidding.
It's interesting that you could tell when it happened because a lot of times men don't realize that they do or say something that totally ruins the mood. So the fact that you could recognize that is really good.
So basically, what did you say wrong?
No. Like, did you do something though? Like,
no. So I think what it was, I mean, I was picking up the vibe that, I mean, she basically had said that, you know, she wasn't necessarily ready for a relationship. And that's fine. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to rush anyone, but like...
In a pandemic? What?
Right. So, we were like talking and I was going to like ask her to come hang out with, you know, my roommates and I and watch the Packer game. I think that might have just been too much for her because I think she was like, oh, you want to introduce me to your friends? And it wasn't even like that. Like, she knew my roommate already. So it was just like weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and like, kind of like when I said that, you could just tell that the whole like vibe just changed. And like I said, it's really fine with me. And
like, I'm doing fine. It's, you know, I didn't lose any sleep over it.
And it was one day.
Like, I got Chris. Chris is my hype man.
Oh, God. Mate, stop trying to convince everyone else it's fine. You're not fine. If you need a cuddle, just wait till COVID's finished. You can have a cuddle.
I love that you say cuddle.
What do you say?
Like a hug or a snuggle.
Oh, he wants to cuddle.
I want a cuddle.
You know?
Just fly over. We'll have a cuddle. Aww. Okay?
All right.
It's a couple young boys.
Something we kind of want to talk about is, you know, like kind of off the... train of past relationships or relationships and everything like that. I feel like we've all had our fair share of the quote unquote crazy ex. And Chris.
Oh, come on. Why you always got to go first? Come on.
Because you always set the mood.
Okay. Yeah. I'll set the fucking tone. So I think it's good that we've got Dare on because I said when we had the idea for crazy exes, I don't want it to be like a bashing women episode because obviously it's not. But like we wanted a perspective of a girl as well. So if you could just slag off men after,
yeah,
it would just
for
even
sure.
out the podcast quite a lot. Right, so mine isn't that bad. But at the time I remember thinking like my first response to this girl's reaction was I'm definitely not going to marry you. Like this is not going to happen.
Hold on.
So
can
when
you
got introduced,
it
was actually like...
Chris, set up the mood a little bit. Can you...
Yeah, of course. So basically, what's going to happen there, every time I tell a story, I'm going to take my bag off my back, okay? I'm going to sit down, I'm going to reach into my bag and I'm going to pull out a story. I've just got a bag full of stories, but one day, hopefully, they run out. So I'm going to reach down, pick one out, and here we go. So, fuck. Okay. So, should we give this girl a name? Do you want to pick a name there?
Julie.
Ooh, Julie. Shit, like that was her actual name. Right,
Tag her on IG.
Imagine. Right, so I got set up with Julie actually through a friend. So this was before Tinder. So this was like, yeah, I don't know what year it was, but it was maybe like 2011, 2012, something like that. So like the early days of me being a twat. And I wasn't like, you know, too outrageous in this scenario. But basically what happened was, we got set up and it was a blind date. And I was like, okay, decent. That's pretty good. It's pretty exciting, pretty different. So we had a couple of dates and it was fine. And we hadn't like slept with each other, nothing like that. Just a little bit of kissing, you know, tiny bit of kissing and a cheeky cuddle. Then I went away for a weekend for my birthday to go and see my friends. And we went to went clubbing, and the club was in the basement. So there was no signal on your phone, right? And it wasn't like I was going to, you know, connect to the Wi-Fi because I'm out of my friends. Like, what's the point? Anyway, I came out of the club after about 2.5 hours and I had 37 missed calls and text messages where she gradually was like, why aren't you picking up? And then it was like, I was out with a friend who was a girl, right? And literally nothing had ever happened. And two of my mates who were lads and two of her mates who were girls. So it wasn't just me and this other girl out. And then she was like, oh, what's happening? Like, I know something was going on with you two. I've met this girl twice, bear in mind, twice. I must be a really good kisser, okay? She went crazy. 37 missed calls and then all these text messages. So then I text her back in the morning going, I gave her an out, which was my bad. I was like, were you joking? She was like, yeah, I was joking. We both knew she wasn't joking. You don't joke for the sake of 37 missed calls.
No.
So that was a bit of a crazy, and that's the reason why we're not married today. Yeah, so that was my crazy story.
I like
story.
That you know, 37. Like, mm-hmm. You
stuck
remember.
With
yeah,
you.
Legit. Yeah.
That's
it's
how
just
crazy.
So fucking many. I was like, I need to relax.
So did you ghost her? Or like, how'd that all end?
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, I wish I hadn't asked that.
Sorry.
So basically...
She's married now.
This used to be, okay, because I'm 30... as of a week ago.
29.
So this was my mentality when I was, you know, younger. If I'd been like on a few dates with someone and we hadn't slept with each other, fuck's sake. My mentality was like, well, I've got to sleep with her now. I've invested time of my life and money. Like, I need to have something to show for it. So I went round her house and we watched Coach Carter and then we had sex and it was really
good
bad.
Flick.
And then I bought her a chocolate bar and then we never saw each other again.
Oh god.
Anyway, I understand if you want to leave.
Well, I gotta go, that's my time.
So look, at least I'm honest and I'm saying this was the past me. Like now I wouldn't be like, oh, I've had two dates with her.
You wouldn't get her chocolate.
No, I wouldn't get her chocolate. Yeah. Now you wouldn't. Yeah. Even give her a cuddle.
Oh no. It's a couple young boys. Once upon a time, just kidding. No, so there, I worked at the theme park, and as maybe people who are listening might know or might not know, theme park people are kind of crazy because there's always some sort of competitiveness, animosity towards other people because they all look good and they do your job and you do their job. And sane people recognize that. You know, they go, you know what? That person's really good at what they do. I can compliment them. And I, you know, I'm good at what I do too. I'm confident myself. They look great. I look great. A lot of those people there can't. And there were some times when I worked at one of them, I was in an event called Mardi Gras, where if you know anything about the real Mardi Gras, it's basically attractive people wearing skimpy outfits, shaking the thangs and wearing sparkly, you know, beads and whatever. Universal does their own version of it. But it's really fun. I love being a part of it for the year that I did. But there's a lot of like really attractive, good looking people who are in it. And I ended up, I was single at the time. So I was like the new hot girl at this event, which, you know, like was kind of new for me at the time. Like I was used to working at other theme parks and just kind of like melding in, but I learned very quickly that I was like really popular, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I've never been in this position. Like, we, and this is before I did Instagram and YouTube. Like, this is way before I had like a career tagged with my name. So I kind of like, there's this one guy who kept like talking to me, and like, you know, we would run into each other, and I could tell he was like kind of into me, but I couldn't tell if like he was into me for the right reasons. And we later on ended up like dating and like kind of hanging out, and you know, nothing too serious really quickly. We were like kissing and just like, like, oh, you look really great in your costume today. Like, I'm so like dumb and flirty that like, to me, I'm like, like, I love that stuff. Anyways, I didn't know he had an ex-girlfriend who actually worked in the cast.
Oh, and, shit.
Yeah, no one told
dun, dun, dun.
Me. No one warned me, and I didn't find out till like months later. I don't want to spoil the story yet, but you kind of know what. So, and this guy, he had a lot of like he put on this big front that he was really popular and super muscular and like, I'm the hottest guy here. But he would go home and he would just have all these insecure issues. Like, I literally watched this man cry. And that was never a turnoff for me. That to me was like, this person needs help finding themselves. And I can't do that. Like, a girlfriend, a spouse, a family member, you know, you can't do that for someone. You can't help someone find themselves. They have to want to find themselves. And
right.
He would kind of ask me to do like a lot of like really interesting things. That were like not super sensual, but not like to him, but he would want me to like record myself doing things. And I, of course, was like, ooh, yeah, I'm totally into that. And this is before I had like, before I was in Playboy, before anywhere. And so I like would pop up my little tripod and be like, this is for you, baby. And I would like wear wigs and have fun. And as soon as I found out that he was cheating on me with his ex, he was still having sex with the girl that was in our cast. I found out like 3 months later after we'd like broken up and things kind of ended because I ended things because he couldn't figure out who he was and what he wanted. And I was like, look, I think this could go somewhere, but I think you need to figure out who you are. Like, I think you need to take a step back and like he was hiding the fact that he went and saw a counselor for his depression. And that really hurt because I thought we were in this sturdy, somewhat relationship and he was hiding that. So
right.
Anyways, the crazy part about him wasn't like his emotional issues. It was that the videos that I sent him, he decided to leak them online, and I'm still getting asked about them to this day.
No.
Shut up.
Yup. Yeah.
God.
They're out there. It's great. So I think he had, and I don't know if it was him that leaked them or whatever. It could have been the ex-girlfriend who maybe took his phone or whatever. Like, you know, it is what it is. And like, I'm not embarrassed about it now, but when it first started happening, I was getting like harassed at my theme park jobs. I was just starting to really build a career for myself. So I was getting harassed about it from like people who were following me. And I still get asked about it to this day. And like, luckily I'm a pretty like stable, sturdy person. And I'm like, you know what? I look hot. Like, fuck you. You know, like, you're probably reaching out to me because I'm able to put it in a good spot, but like, yeah, I do feel bad for him because I think that there's some complex going on, but from what I know, it sounds like he's doing fine, but fuck you for leaking my stuff. I'm glad you got help.
And we're tagging him.
That girl.
We're tagging him.
Yeah.
Is he still with that girl now?
I don't really know because I don't like keep tabs,
sure.
But like,
sure.
Like 2 years right. ago when I was like, what's going on? I heard that they were like still together. So,
but also like for her, like why would you still be with him when you knew that like he was with you as well? Do you know what I mean?
We were intimate with each other, but not like a lot. And it made me like really wonder how psycho their togetherness was because she knew him and I were dating. And like, why
and
would you
still
stand back when right. I'm sure she knows we were intimate together? Like, girl. So I guess it's kind of a two-parter. It's a girl and a guy that were kind of crazy, but
yeah. Ugh. So it just seems like they both had some stuff to work on for themselves at the end of the day.
And I really do wish the best for them, but still fuck them for doing
fuck
it.
Fuck them.
You know? Like, I hope that their counselor was like, that's pretty fucking wrong. But
yeah. They just go, that's like, that's their couple date right there, is they just go to therapy and
I mean,
do all that shit together.
If he just wanted to have a threesome, I would have been like, you know, that's not my thing, but we don't have to waste our time pretending to date then, you know? Like, if there was some sort of, if that's what it really is.
Adam, top that.
I don't think I can. I really don't think I can.
It's not a competition. Like, no.
That is...
My nudes got leaked. No.
It's a couple young boys.
So, Dare, as we mentioned, I control Adam's Tinder.
What we want to do with you on and everything like that, we're kind of thinking, so, I mean, Chris can kind of read off some of his famous pickup lines that he has because he's just so good with them. But we're thinking maybe you could... either whether it's someone we matched with, maybe you could throw out a pickup line, or, you know, maybe just like he can read a message he's got going and then you kind of give a response, just to kind of spice it up a little bit, just a different perspective, you know?
Okay.
There, here's some of the ones that actually went down really well, the Thanksgiving ones. So have you been on dating apps, or do you say you haven't been on them?
I mean, I have, but it's been like years.
But like there's a bit of a theme where obviously girls, like, you know, if I had a good ass, I'd be showing it off. So fair play to these girls that do. And this girl did have a bum a bit out at the beach. So I just said, when I say I, Adam said, you put the ass in casserole. and she loved that. She just put lol, 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 lol. So like you're getting good responses.
What? Why are these working?
Look at him.
Okay.
What's a good chat line then? Because the thing is for me, right? Obviously, we're having a bit of a joke because I'm controlling his Tinder. However, like, I just think, like, if someone popped up and was like, oh, hey, how's your week going? I'd be like, oh, shut up. Like, you don't care how my week's going.
Yeah, I guess.
But each to their own. Like, if you would prefer that. But then maybe I just think it's better just keep it entertaining.
I was going to say, maybe this is why all the people I went out with are boring, because I never gave punny people a chance.
Ooh. Chris, you're out of luck, bro. You're out.
Yep. Sorry, man.
Puns to be like, I don't want to say that like they're not like, if somebody were to send me a pun in a dating app, I don't think I would answer because I feel like I'd be getting memed or trolled.
Interesting. That's, what about this fair. One though?
And it's true. So
let's imagine if you go back a week or two and it's Thanksgiving fever, right? No, we're not trolling. This is real life love. Imagine if you got this, like you match this really good looking guy.
Casserole is not love.
Nah, maybe I don't know.
She's got a
it's
point.
A special,
She's got
it's a,
point.
A special kind of love. What about this one? If you put like, I put the pump in pumpkin pie. Is that one any good for you?
Oh God, that's so graphic. But yeah, okay.
That is quite aggressive, to be fair.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, but she came back and just said, prove it. So, like, these...
Whoa!
Like,
see?
That's what I'm saying. It fucking works.
So, okay, question.
Yeah, dude.
Question then. If you're not, like, a punny kind of person, right? Let's say you're on, like, Tinder or whatever, a dating app. And let's say... someone, you know, let's say I match with you, right?
Oh.
What kind of approach
here we go
is like something that just instantly grabs your attention? Like, what's a good opener in your eyes? And I'm going to take notes for future people.
See, it's hard for me to say because I feel like what I personally go for is not what a lot of women go for, you know, because like, how do I phrase this? Like, I'm so into, like, organic chemistry in that sense that, like, it'd be nice. Like, obviously something interesting instead of, like, hi, how's your day?
Right.
The big thing I would get on dating apps, which is why I found them to be so draining, is that it was always, like, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, you're so this. And I do think compliments do go a long way. And I think a compliment works in some cases. But for someone like me, I don't know that a compliment right out the gate is going to get their attention. You know, like, I feel like that's a little overdone, and that's probably why I didn't have a lot of luck on theirs, because a lot of the messages were like, you're this, you're that.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but, like, I'm trying to think, like, what would be a good opener?
Like, just something, if you're, like, scrolling through messages, and all of a sudden you see something, and you're just like, all right, I kind of fuck with that.
I would look for something that you have in common, and maybe this is bad dating advice, because I'm sure people would be like, eh, like, that's so boring, but, like, I don't know, like, hockey or like ice skating, because or like rollerblading, sports, like try to find something you have in common with and like use that as your starter. Like you do this, like put what they do that they have in common with you with a question mark, and then add your like, I do too, that's really cool that we have it in common or something. Because when someone's looking at messages, they want to be grabbed instantly by the message. So if you write something that's really attention grabbing, they're going to answer. Instead of, you're so beautiful, you're so this. You ice skate? I do too. Or you are really good at yo-yo? Me too. Like something that's really like going to get their attention. And then you both can have a conversation about it, see how it goes. And then hopefully you'll land the date. Hopefully.
Okay. I like that. So if someone was just like to you, so you're into gaming.
Yeah.
Like Fall Guys, Animal Crossing,
stuff like that. Like pulling up my Twitch right now?
Luigi's Mansion about an hour ago. Like,
yeah. In all fairness, we did pull it up like real quick before because Chris saw that you're on Twitch. So we watched you play Luigi's Mansion for a little bit.
Nice.
Which, pretty hype. I actually didn't even know that was a game. So, mad hype. Also, big fan of Fall Guys, too. So,
I like playing Fall Guys, but I've invested 39 hours and I still haven't won a round.
It's so frustrating.
Frustrated.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
All my friends are so good at it and I suck. I'm like, why am I so bad? It's because of the keys. I'm really new to Twitch and like PC games.
Yeah.
I'm much better. Like, I'm sure you heard me during Luigi's Mansion. My controller, I definitely need a new one because it's kind of like I'm having button issues with it. But like I'm used to like GameCube. I'm used to Nintendo 64. Like I'm used to having the controller. So now that gaming
is PC.
Oh yeah, I used to play with my brother all the time. Now that it's
let's PC, go.
Yeah, I suck.
That's awesome.
I can't do anything with my left hand. So
So okay, real quick then. Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. Go-to game for you? Like, what was the go-to?
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. We had Mario Party, and that was my game. My brother and I.
Good too.
You like the tug of war with Bowser, and you like break your palm.
I plugged mine in the other day, and obviously, like, it's just so bad now. Like, the graphics are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck me, like how do we even play this? But at the time it looked unbelievable. Oi Dad, can you get me a PS5? I haven't been able to get one.
Oh, I don't have one.
Are you ever gonna upgrade next gen? Are you gonna, because you do like Switch games, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly Switch. That's fair.
Right now, I haven't even been Twitch streaming for like 6 months. Like I'm very new to Twitch.
Yeah.
And I literally bought my Switch in like July as a birthday present to myself. So, because Animal Crossing came out and I was like, Animal Crossing, I need this game. I need a Switch now. So did that. But then I am trying to get, like, I'm playing a little bit of World of Warcraft, which I'm diving into a little bit. Like,
Yeah.
It's a pretty big world, but
yeah, I'm learning. It's very intense.
Yeah. I test run, like I did the training for Apex Legends. So I'm learning how to do that one. I suck.
That one's fun. It's hard. It's hard with like all the power-ups and stuff. Yeah.
And then
it's fun though.
Another one that my friends are really big into is Fortnite. So I got to learn Fortnite, but yeah. I'm trying to take it one game at a time.
There you go. Otherwise, just be proficient in all these.
Overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I get that.
The big game that I'm really excited to play is Phasmophobia.
Because,
like, I'm terrified of ghosts. So I have a feeling the stream is going to go really well because I'm going to be scared of everything.
Scared. Yeah. Well, we're excited. I'm sure we'll be keeping tabs up on that.
I was just going to ask, because you said you got yourself a birthday gift in July. Mm-hmm. Is your birthday in July, then, I take it? What day?
9th.
Jesus Christ.
July. Okay. Mine's 14th. I was just curious.
What?
That's all. Mine's July 14th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cancer.
I was just curious. That's all. That's why you're so bubbly, because cancer's always bubbly. Avoid conflict, really? Too, apparently.
I heard cancers are more, like, emotional. Like, all we do is feel...
It's either emotional or vibrantly outgoing.
We got some questions for you. To be fair, you've answered a lot of these already during the chat. What would you have done if you weren't doing your current job? Like if you weren't modeling? if you weren't being a social media influencer? Would you still be at Disney doing the stuff there, or do you reckon you would have done something else?
I mean, I guess like I found a lot of fulfillment in working at Disney, but like, I don't think I wouldn't really be doing what I do. But if I had to answer the question, I think I would be some sort of like secretary, because I'm really like very analytical and very organized. So I think like I could have applied that side of myself to something more normal.
Nice.
I think if I would have stayed in Minnesota, I would have had like a secretary job.
That's pretty good. Or is that just because you know you look good in glasses and you wear them in your TikTok videos?
I mean, oh my gosh, did you guys like scope out everything?
Come on, we do our research.
Dang.
We gotta do our research. We gotta make sure we're prepared.
You guys went in.
I know, right? Just watching you play Luigi's Mansion for days. Right.
Oh, I hope not.
Have you been sent anything weird to your PO box?
Yeah, I actually talked about this on the last time I did a live stream on Instagram, where I had a guy, I blocked him on my Facebook modeling page because he started getting creepy and weird. He sent me a 5 packets of like 10 pages of why I should add him back on my Facebook page.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
And he told me like his life story. And I mean, I think it's really cool because like I got to know him a little bit, but like look at his penmanship. Like,
oh yeah.
Holy.
That's some good handwriting,
you know?
Yeah.
So that was the weirdest thing I've ever gotten. But he seems like a decent person. I don't know.
Trying to cover for him.
I feel bad for him, but like it was kind of weird. But
yeah,
I dig it. I like to hear a little bit more about people that I interact with, and
that's fair.
It's nice to hear a little bit about him, you know. Amongst all the please add me back, but you know.
It's a couple young boys.
Well, Dare Taylor, thanks very much for coming on the Couple Young Boys podcast. We'd love to have you back on anytime you want.
For sure. Yep. I'm totally down.
But honestly, like tell the people where they can find you on the socials, where they need to head to.
For sure. The best place to interact with me is my Instagram. So it's Dare Taylor Official, which is DareTaylorOfficial. That's just the best place to kind of find all of my other social medias. I have a link in the bio that leads to my OnlyFans, Patreon, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok. Like it's all there. So the best place is Instagram.
Right, head on over to those places and just check out all those links, because we did, and we're probably going to do it again, but Adam will be doing it for different reasons, so sorry about that. But honestly, Dare, thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you've been a brilliant guest, so thanks for your time, we appreciate it. And I'm going to go to sleep because it's 4:30 a.m.
So, sorry.
That's all right, it's worth it, honestly. Thanks so much, Dare.
Bye,
see ya.
Have you, bye.
Add me on Insta. Just kidding.
He already has.
Oh, no.
He already has. You just didn't add him back.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a couple young boys.
Oh, young boys and girls.
Shout out to Dare for coming on. Seriously. I honestly had so much fun. I hope she did too. I hope she's not like listening or like, you know, ended the Zoom and she's like, God, I'm never doing that again.
I think she just blocked me on Instagram. But have you slid in her DMs? Or?
No.
Come on, man.
Nah, keep it professional, man.
Yeah, but it's finished now, so you can slide in her DMs.
Oh, true. Okay, doing it as we speak. No, I'm just kidding.
If you want me to take control of your DMs.
Holy guacamole.
Because I have such a high success rate, and I know that Dare loved my Tinder lines, so I'm thinking I should slide in the DM suite. No, but honestly, Dare, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time, and thanks everyone who's sending in questions. Hopefully we covered them all in the pod or at the end.
But yeah.
And maybe Dare will come on for our special Christmas episode that we'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks.
Be sure to check her out on Instagram and everything. Check us out on Instagram if you got time. And thank you all for listening. Episode 9 in the books. Next one's double digits.
No, it's
unless
not.
You're Chris.
Fuck. Do the math, mate. 21.
Chris needs to go to bed because he's being a dick.
It's 4:27 a.m. Okay. I've been up all day, but it was fun. Okay, look, no, I had a good time. It's
so worth it.
It is pretty good. That's our first female guest, right?
Yep.
Oh.
Making history, baby.
Good behavior.
Couldn't have gotten anyone better, I feel.
Oh, just fucking get a room. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
Okay. All right. Chris, you're tired. I'm tired.
Oh, are you, mate? What's the time there?
Almost 10:30.
Oh, dear. You best get to bed. I'm such a knob. I should not ever... I am never doing this again when it's gone past midnight. I apologize if I've been off. But honestly, young boys and girls, thanks very much for tuning in for episode 9.
We love you guys.
We appreciate the support. We see you listening. We see you liking. We see you sharing.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the Apple Podcast reviews. Go and leave us 5 stars and a comment, and you will be entered into the £50/$50 giveaway for the Amazon voucher.
Should we sing it out? I think it's about that time, baby.
Oh, I don't know if I've got the fucking energy. All right, let's get this done.
big breath, ready?
Okay.
Get the fingers
anyway,
going.
3, 2, 1. Young boys, it's 4:30, yeah, going to bed, need to go to bed, I'm so grumpy.
It's a couple young boys.
Thank you for listening to the Couple Young Boys podcast. Don't forget to follow my son, Adam, and the British one on Instagram and Twitter. Submit your confessions and questions at CoupleYoungBoysPodcast.com. See you next week.